world's round. Little Joker knows he can't escape. Same time every year, funfair's back in town. Numbers in the air, like ticker tape. 54 angels in my door.
63,
62,
61,
69, 58.
Don't always tell the pain I feel. How
knocking up through myself. Boy, can't you tell I'm real? When I'm near you and we touch, all my fears subside. I see heaven in your eyes. We can break up just to make up, but that's such a waste of time. Till we fall in love again, fall in love again, fall in love again, and fall in love again, fall in love again. Loving you is sometimes mystery. I can't tell when you were there. This life alone, I need you here with me. Don't take my sanity. When I'm near you and we touch, all my fears subside. I see heaven in your eyes. We can break up just to make up, but that's such a waste of time. Till we fall in love again, in love again.
Maria Muldaur, Fall in Love Again. 28 minutes before 7 o'clock on WNECFM, Stereo Voice of New England College, right here in Henniker, New Hampshire, as May and Mike once said. Matter of fact, he said that quite often. We started out this set with Born Ready by Atlanta Rhythm Section, followed by The Cars doing It's All I Can Do, and then Manfred Mann's Earth Band doing Angels at My Gate. Temperature outside is about 50 degrees right now, and it's going to be chilling down a little bit. Temperature forecast is between 43 and 48 degrees. Some chance of rain tonight, and then clearing up tomorrow. Temperatures in the 70s tomorrow, and some sun also showing through, which should be rather nice. Some notices you might be interested in. This Sunday evening, there will be a mandatory meeting for all members of WNEC. This includes all approved DJs. Rescheduling will be one of the major topics discussed, and the meeting will begin promptly at 7 p.m. in the AV room. Also, the films tonight are The Birds and The Devil and Mrs. Hare. And we'll be playing at the new Science Building Lecture Hall and starting at 8 o'clock. And just starting in about 17 minutes, you can make your own sundaes at the Colby Main Lounge. And that includes sauce and nuts. And let's see, it's sponsored by the Colby Dorm Council, and there will be a minimal charge if you want some sundaes. That's ice cream sundaes, I suppose. Sundaes on Sunday at Colby Main Lounge. If you'd like to hear something, give us a call at 428-2278. We'll try to get it on for you through our many, many, many thousand of records that we have here and see what's happening. Coming up next, Ricky Lee Jones. Thank you.
take a chance. What do you got to lose? It's better than singing the blues. It's your share, waiting everywhere.
Water jars. it's so different here, so hot, and phones are cars. Women walk in the shade with water jars. It's so different here, so hot, and phones are cars. It's so different here, it's so hot here.
Sally Oldfield, you might have heard of her brother doing some stuff like Tubular Bells, doing Weaver. Before that, Rachel Sweet, It's So Different Here. And before that, Nicolette Larson, Give a Little. And Ricky Lee Jones started off with Young Blood. We got about 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on WNEC-FM. There's a couple of meetings going on around campus tonight. One is the radio station meeting at 7 o'clock. And also, if you feel like having a good dessert or something, the people down at Colby Dorm, the Colby Dorm Council, will be having sundaes. Make your own sundaes at the Colby Main Lounge starting at 7 o'clock. There is a minimal cost, but of course everything good costs something. And nuts and sauce are provided. I have this little message here I'd like you to listen to.
On August 30th, 1979, New England College tendered an application to the Federal Communications Commission seeking a construction permit to upgrade the facilities of non-commercial FM station WNEC in Henniker, New Hampshire. WNEC presently operates with Class D facilities on 91.7 MHz. The applicant proposes to operate as a Class A facility on the same frequency of 91.7 with an effective radiated power of 122 watts from an antenna height of 211 feet below average terrain. The station will operate from an antenna structure 70 feet above ground level located on the roof of the H. Raymond Danforth Library, which also houses WNEC's studios. A copy of the application, together with a complete list of the applicant's officers and governing board, is on file for public inspection during normal business hours at the station.
Well, that's what it means. We're going for the big ones there, going for 122 watts off the top of the library. That would mean that our coverage would expand tremendously. And all you people out there in Hillsborough that get us a little scratchy now could get us nice and clear. And people in Concord, take note. We'd be coming and dancing through your radio speaker also. So all we got to do is wait for the FCC to get off their cushion chairs and approve our application. And everything is in the work. Thanks to the New England College Student Senate and the student body here at New England College to keeping us one of the best stations in the Northeast. We're going to have George Carlin coming up here in about 6 minutes. Stick around.
When I was young and having fun and climbing every tree, I filled my head with ice cream and my heart with Sandra Day. And then one day when I was at play, I heard the daddy sigh. He chewed his pipe and kicked the cat and looked me in the eye. He said, keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. Keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. No, no, never join the fire brigade. In 68, while meditating on the cosmic pond, I met a mystic guru who waved a wondrous wand. I said, oh mighty master, won't you tell me what you see? He stuck a tulip up his nose and said this thing to me. He said, keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. Keep it neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. No, no, never join the fire brigade. Your bubble and your silver clouds turn black. To bite your shoe or drink hot glue will never bring you glee. So just before you hit the floor, just say this after me. Yeah. Keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. Keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. No, no, never join the fire brigade. Keep neat, stay clean, your harmony likes to be seen. Go west, get laid, and never join the fire brigade. No, 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 but never join the fire brigade. Whoop, whoop, never join the fire brigade.
I was an Irish Catholic, and I had to quit the Catholics because they were after my soul. It was as simple as that, and they had announced it to me.
It's all we want, your mortal soul.
And I had heard about my soul. Most people have heard about a soul before they've heard about Catholic. I'd heard about soul, and I'd been told almost every time they mentioned soul, they were saying, save it. Save your soul. save your soul. And the Catholics were after mine. I said, no good, man. I'm saving my soul. Yeah. Let's shine it up. Use it on the weekends. See, the whole God thing got out of hand. We take something, we humans, huh? When are we going to have a meeting? When are we humans going to have a meeting? We got out of hand again. We took the God thing and ran off the goddamn end of the earth with it. We got this God notion. It's a good notion. It's probably a right notion. I can't talk about the use of a specific word you use for that notion, but generally speaking, we have been rather self-centered about our attitudes with God. In fact, we created him in our own image and likeness. Every picture I ever see, every statue is a humanoid, exception of the Holy Ghost, of course. He's out on weeknights, making home calls, but the other guys were humans. I can tell. Yes, very self-centered about the whole thing. In fact, when we put a statue of Jesus on our dashboard, instead of having him watch for traffic, which he should be doing, we got him watching us drive. Watch this, Jesus, left turn. Driving for Jesus, driving for Jesus, making all the lights. God was a cool guy. That's what we forget. That's all we ever wanted to be, most of us. We might have said it different ways, but at the end of your prayers, you say, please, God, let me be a cool guy. And God was a, cool guy. In fact, so cool that he's not the guy we think. The guy we think of as God. Hey, we're humans walking around here, man. How are we going to know about God? The guy will tell you, we are so bold, we will describe God for you. Oh, I'll tell you about God. Jeez, yeah. Hey, first of all, your God is all-powerful. He can do anything he wants. You know, he can throw a boat right over a hedge. Hey, power he got. Second of all, he knows everything. He knows what you think. He knows what you thought. He knows what you think you thought. What you think you're going to think. He knows if you thought you're going to think of that. He knows what I'm going to say next, and I don't know what the hell it is myself. So he knows everything. And thirdly of all, last, he never started, and he's never going to end. Can you dig it? Now, if you were God, would you let a guy like that go around describing you? I'd have some kind of a runoff, I think. Get rid of that fella. Because God, well, first of all, we claim, you know, that he is us, and that's probably the best way to get at it, okay? Most of the major religions have said, love your God, love your neighbor, love yourself. And then without saying it, they meant, because basically it's the same God. And we don't get that part. We learn it later a bit, if we do at all. And it's true. It's nice to feel, hey, guys, I'm God. It's cool. It's not an official thing that you buy and you get a stamp or a medal or a thing. But it's something we kind of carry with us. Yeah, right. Me and him. Sure, you just send the flowers, of course. Even if you don't tell a truck driver right out that he's a flower and he's a tree and you're him, you know that he could buy it if someone else told him. Not to put truck drivers down. But I did hear an ad for a semi-truck driver once. And I don't know what that is. Now, maybe it's a guy who finishes half the course. Huh? Could be a little guy. Hey, guys, hey! So if God is you and me, and we're God, he's not perfect. Because we're pretty far from it. And how can he be perfect? He's not. It shows in his work. Yes? All right. Take a look at a mountain range. Every mountain different. Different height, different shape. Leaves are all different. He can't get two fingerprints the same. Yeah? It's had a billion years to work on that. He can't even give one person two thumbs the same. And everything he makes dies. So he needs a lot of help. He's only third in command. The guy that we think is God, third in command. He's the Western marketing manager. That's all. The real God is too busy. Are you kidding? He's throwing gas balls around the firmament. Don't worry about Earth, man. What is it, a planet? Earth, right? I'll bet you it's Sunday. That's the day. My one day off, man. They all crowd in the church. Day off my ass.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granted, we a dog bite, no child, no.
You were across the hall. will be 3 o'clock precisely.
Outside, the world was laughing.
And in the city square,
they cast umbrellas to the sky.
motion, our wheels moving all kind of ways.
Indoors, outdoors, in the sun, there are people everywhere having fun, fun, fun. And when the moon and stars come out at night, we'll know what to do when we turn out the light. Turn out the light, out the light.
The freeways there are jammed with all kind of folks on their bikes, with asphalt surfers, they're all doing their lefts and their rights.
Roller skating, jogging, or a fancy bike, you can get around most any way you really like. And when the sun is down and the stars are bright, I can hardly wait to get to hold you tight. Hold you tight, hold you tight. Ooh, living out in L.A., such a beautiful day. Oh, 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 oh.
Riding the fast lane to ballet in leisurely flight. Make the streets there a beautiful sight.
In good time sunshine, you'll feel alright. We'll maybe even do an afternoon delight. You're sure to get as high as the clouds above, participating in this little dance of love.
Jam now, cars have disappeared from the scene. 'Cause going to work or to play, they use a whole nother kind of machine.
Okay, that was the Beach Boys. Let's see if this little toy is working here. Hey, Mike, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Whoops. Okay, let me just get some levels set up here. Okay. Yeah, so what are you doing, man, Mike?
What am I doing? Well, I'm sitting out here in sunny Southern California talking to a turkey back east.
Nice talk.
Turkey talk, isn't it?
Yeah, so they finally sent you out west, huh?
Yeah, they had to get rid of me in Anaker, so they said, well, besides sending you overseas, we might as well send you to somewhere way out where it'd take you more than a half a day to get back.
So how's the weather out there?
Oh, it's beautiful. Right now it's probably in the high 70s to the low 80s.
Uh-huh. Not bad. We got about the same type of weather here. It's beautiful, sunny. It's got to be about 80, 90 degrees outside. Everybody's going around, getting good suntans.
7:30 at night, it's 80, 90 degrees.
Sure is. It's beautiful out here. What can I say? You know what New Hampshire weather is like.
Say it again?
You know what New Hampshire weather is like.
Yeah. The only thing is that we don't have the humidity here that you do there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all the talking you're doing, there should be.
Well, even that doesn't make a difference because there's too much area to cover.
Yeah, all you smog people out there.
In the immediate area, it might make a difference.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and all you smog people out there.
I'll tell you, somewhere in that phone patch, something happened because I can barely hear you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can kind of hear you.
Okay, well, we can sort of still hear you. How about, is that any better?
Oh, much better.
Okay, let me try that. Is that any better?
You lost you a little bit, but I can still hear you.
Oh, well, we'll have to just live with it this way. What do you want for California? Gee, a coast-to-coast network presentation here. You have anything you want to say to anybody around here?
Well, I'd just like to say hi to everybody back there. Not that I really miss too many people back there, but it's nice to be away, and who knows, one day I'll pull a surprise attack and sit in on the Dr. Frog show and give everybody a real scare.
Yeah, I guess you will. Gee, we're having alumni weekend coming up this weekend, and a lot of old station members are coming back to be on the air. And,
is it homecoming, is it?
Huh?
Is it homecoming or something like that?
No, it's just alumni weekend.
It's what weekend?
Alumni.
Ah.
And we got a lot of old-timers from the radio station coming back. At least they say they are.
Like Stephen D. and people like that?
I haven't talked to Stephen D. yet, but he might be along. So... Hey, sounds good to me.
It depends on when they get tired of me out here and want to get rid of me here.
Yeah, there's not too many more places you can go, are there?
No, not really.
Okay, well, I'm just going to play another record here. See if I can uncontrol these controls here and get back to you. Hold on, okay?
Yep.
All right, let me see if this record works. Beautiful.
On 42nd Street, that's where the elite all retreat to greet. You can see them coming from everywhere. Every kind of man and woman you will find there. There are men who love women who love men. There are women who love women every now and then. There are men who love men because they can't pretend. They are men who love women who love men. There are those who make love for pay, and there are those who make love anyway. And over in the bar with a bottle of scotch, there are those who would rather just watch. All the men who love women who love men, and the women who love women every now and then. There are men who love men because they can't pretend. They are men who love women who love men. There are those who make love to machines that don't talk back and are easy to clean. And there are those who will tell you out loud that they can only make love in a crowd of men who love women who love men, and women who love women every now and then. There are men who love men because they can't pretend. They are men who love women who love men. In the pursuit of true love's joy, boys will be girls and girls will be boys. But sometimes it's hard to know what to do when you don't know who you're talking to. 'Cause there are men who love women who love men. There are women who love women every now and then. There are men who love men because they can't pretend. They are men who love women who love men who love women who love. Yeah!
wrong if you don't give it all away.
Thank you. living, scaring the pedestrians for a meal. Crossing up Progress, driving on the grass, leaving just enough room to pass. Sunday driver never took a test. Oh yeah.
Straits. Once Upon a Time in the West. 17 minutes before 8 o'clock on WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be in here for just an hour and 20. Sounds like an old ship here creaking. Well, I got to get out the can of oil and fix that up sometime. That's for sure. Anyway, we've been doing quite a bit of music here in between talking. We started out with Shoes doing Your Very Eyes, followed by Foreigner, The Modern Day, and Louise Scoffin doing Jimmy and the Tough Kids, The Beach Boys, It's a Beautiful Morning. And between there, we talked to Man Mike, who's out in San Diego, California, one of our old famous oldie but goodies DJs, who used to do a show here. Of course, he can't now. He's a bit far away, and phone lines are too expensive to hear him to do a show. Anyway, he called up just to say hi, see how things are going back here in Henniker, New Hampshire. And then we went on with Steve Goodman, and let's see, Got It Feel Your Love by Photomaker, and Once Upon a Time in the West by Dire Straits. Coming up shortly, we'll be doing something off of Jimmy Buffett's new Volcano album. But first, the films tonight are The Birds and Dr. Devil and Mr. Hare, and they'll be playing at the Science Building Lecture Hall tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, coming up tonight, or actually has started, is Make Your Own Sundays at the Colby Main Lounge, and that started about an hour ago, and there is a slight fee to make your own sundaes, but they also provide the sauce and nuts, and it's sponsored by the Colby Dorm Council. So get on over there if you feel like having another tasty dessert. Some of the things coming up in the next week. The band Face to Face will be at the New England College Pub Friday, October 5th, and they'll be starting at 8:30. And come on down, check it out. That's the band Face to Face, the old Paula Dewright band. And also on Friday, or for next weekend actually, the movies will be All the President's Men and Sugar and Spies. That'll be at the Science Building Lecture Hall and starting at 8 p.m. What else do we have coming up? Well, we'll get to those a little bit later anyhow. If you'd like to hear something, I know the phones haven't been answered for the about past half hour, but if you'd like to hear something, now's the time to call. 428-2278, and this time we'll try to get it. Here's Jimmy Buffett with Fins.
It took her 3 days on the train, looking for some peace and quiet, hope to see the sun again. But now she lives down by the ocean, she's taking care to look for sharks. They hang out in the local bar and they feed right after dark. Can't you feel them circling? The right, and you're the only bait in town. Oh, 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 oh. You got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only girl in town. She saved up all of her money, wants to hit it south and make. Maybe roll in the sand with a rock and roll man somewhere down Montserrat way. But the money's good in the season, helps to lighten up her load. Boys keep her high as the months go by, she's getting postcards on the road. Can't you feel them closing in, honey? Can't you feel them schooling around? The left, fins to the right, and you're the only girl in town. Sailed off to Antigua, it took her 3 days on the boat, looking for some peace and quiet, maybe keep her dreams afloat. But now she feels like a remora, cause the school's still close at hand, just behind the reef on the big white teeth of the sharks that can swim on the land. Can't you feel them circling, honey? Can't you feel them schooling around? You got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only baby.
too soon. I feel a pain deep inside me. Cold northern winds, a fist in my chin, making me wild for you, baby. What can I do to get back to you? I'm feeling desperate and lonely. The city's a river of cold misery, making me wild for you, babe. I'm down on my knees, hear me cry for you, baby. I'm losing hold of my senses. I can't contain all of this pain, and it's making me wild for you, babe.
Strangest product yet to emerge from the business mind.
5-day deodorant pad.
Sounds like a curse of some kind. And tell the truth, now be honest. When you first heard of 5-day deodorant pads, how many of you thought you had to wear them? I always catch a few.
2 years I wore those, Mother.
A lot of laughs at the beach, you know.
Hey, hey, look at a goofy guy. He's got things under his arms.
Scope. Has anyone here ever received a bottle of Scope? Has anyone here ever sent anyone a bottle of Scope? It just seems like such a cruel thing, you know. I often think of the borderline psychotic. Just needs one more thing to go wrong, you know. Going down to the mailbox. What's this? Scope. Scope. Up on the roof with the Magnum. Right? 9 dead, and they blame Marine training. Bad breath, yeah. Anyone can have bad breath, Marge, but you could knock a buzzard off a ship wagon. Remember that? Hey, if you ever run out of deodorant, I never mentioned that. You can, you do, even in the nicest home. You get one pit done, you know, and oh, God. You gotta go like that, you know. If you run out of deodorant, go into the kitchen and put a bay leaf under each arm. Doesn't stop you from perspiring, but you smell like soup. Keeps your friends alert, you know.
Hey, who's wearing chicken vegetable?
Not me. I have bean with bacon.
From the Campbell's Hearty Soups. A manhandler. What they call him. Frankie Lane sings about it. How do you handle a hungry man? A manhandler. Really sounds a little suggestive to me. a lot of that in advertising. Hidden sex, you know? There's a lot of open sex, too.
Take it off. Take it all off.
Does she or doesn't she? Hope so.
But that's open, and you can deal with that. I worry about the subliminal message. It's what's up front that counts. Should a gentleman offer a lady a Tipperillo? And what's the big scene in the Tipperillo commercial? It's a train going into a tunnel, man. You don't have to be Fellini to figure that out. But not all of the sex in those commercials is wholesome, normal, good old-fashioned American man on top, get it over with quick. Sometimes it's bizarre.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
But wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
I can get my hands on a Toyota.
Well, they say Plymouth makes it. Let's make it with Toyotas. And the cigarettes are obscene. Doral. Taste me, taste me. A few years ago, eat me was a bad word. You couldn't say it on television. Now they got male models running around singing it. Taste me, taste me. Winston, me and my Winston, we got a real good thing. What are they doing with those cigarettes?
Half a pack is gone, they haven't lit one up yet. They're putting them somewhere, by God. The lark, show us your lark!
It's a nice invitation to a flasher, huh? Well, try that lark thing in the Bowery. Those guys will show you their larks. And then the filthiest slogan of all. It's not how long you make it, it's how you make it long.
WNEC-FM is striving to be the best radio station in New Hampshire. Progressive album-oriented rock. Up-to-date, concise news reports. DJs that won't bore you with BS. You can catch it every day and night right here on FM 91.7 WNEC.
That's right, Steve, right here. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Heidi doing some 60s music. Some of that stuff not so old, but it's still getting to be oldies. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on WNEC-FM, Stereo Voice of New England College. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be in here for a while. And Heidi looks a little confused in the record room there, trying to find some old records. We got to have one or two in there. I mean, 14,000 albums. Anyway, we started out back with this set doing Fins off of Jimmy Buffett's new album, Volcano, and then going wild.